Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, September 1st. Tesla has started to expand driver monitoring to more vehicles using the driver-facing cabin camera. Tesla's approach to driver assist features has been criticized for several reasons, but one recurring criticism is the lack of strong driver monitoring capability. This lack has allowed for irresponsible users to put theirs and others' life at risk by tricking the car into driving around while they just goof in the back seat. Today, Tesla started pushing an update that expands the use of its driver monitoring system to, quote, determine driver inattentiveness and provide you with audible alerts to remind you to keep your eyes on the road when autopilot is engaged. Tesla knows that many customers, including the Chinese Communist Party, have concerns about their use of cabin-facing cameras, but the automaker reassures, saying, quote, camera images do not leave the vehicle itself, which means the system cannot save or transmit information unless you enable data sharing. Subaru has released new pictures of its first electric vehicle, the Solterra. The vehicle looks like a solid design of a compact SUV. The details are rather sparse, but Subaru did show an exterior image and one of the interior. Some compare it to the Toyota Venza in general shape, and it appears to have an enclosed grille and tall wheelbase. Inside, the vehicle sports a modern large central display with analog buttons at arm's reach from the center console. The Solterra is expected to hit the market late next year as a 2023 model year vehicle. Chinese consumer electronics company Xiaomi has officially entered the EV market, completing its registration in China as Xiaomi Automobile Company Limited. The manufacturer currently manufactures smartphones, mobile apps, laptops, home appliances, and even scooters. This past March, Xiaomi revealed definitive plans to manufacture its own branded EVs, aimed at the mass market. And now, the company has 3,000 dedicated employees to start the endeavor. Xiaomi Automobile was successfully registered with a capital of around $1.5 billion and will be led by Lei Jun, the founder, chairman, and CEO of Xiaomi Group. Jun has been recorded stating, quote, Xiaomi is aiming to offer high-quality smart electric vehicles to its users globally to enjoy ubiquitous smart life. During this year's ACT Expo in Long Beach, Electromechanica debuted a so-called cargo version of its flagship three-wheeled EV, the Solo. With two wheels on the front and one in the back, the previous miniature trunk now gets a cargo box designed with the body of the vehicle. The result is that the Solo EV dimensions have been expanded to approximately 8 cubic feet of cargo space. Warming and cooling elements are also available as third-party options for users to use as food delivery vehicles. The Solo Cargo EV will still deliver the same range and top speed as the regular counterpart. This is actually a direct repeat of an EV from around 20 years ago, the three-wheeled Corbin Sparrow. The Sparrow was pretty much the same shape, size, and use, and in their later days they even made a small fleet of test vehicles for pizza delivery with expanded cargo space. StoreDot, an Israel-based battery startup, announced that they produced their first 4680 cylindrical cell. If that sounds familiar, you are one step ahead. Last year, Tesla unveiled its long-anticipated 4680 cell that they claim could reduce battery costs by as much as 50%. LG Energy Solutions, CATL, Samsung SDI, and others have all announced pilot production programs to try to build the cells that will be purchased from Tesla. And now StoreDot announced its own foray into the new format and made a bold claim in the first charge rate, saying, quote, in a world first, the company demonstrated the prototype 4680 form factor that is fully charged in just 10 minutes. Now, the company goes on to say that they can achieve volume production of the new cell by 2024. We'll definitely keep a close eye on StoreDot and see how their claims progress. Electrek takes a look at the most and least expensive EVs on the road in 2021. If you've got $185,000 burning a hole in your pocket, then the Porsche Taycan Turbo S is for you. Incredible charge time, Porsche design, and top-end range can all be yours. The runner-up is the soon-to-be-delivered Lucid Air Dream Edition. For $169,000, you'll get an emerging luxury standard in the electric vehicle space. On the bottom of the list is the Nissan Leaf S at $22,499. If you don't mind driving in a golf cart speed vehicle, I recently went to shoot a video on the American importer of the cheapest EV on the planet, the Chinese-made Changli. For $4,800 plus shipping from right here in Utah, you can get yourself a goofy little golf cart. UK-based vehicle restoration specialist Everardi Automotive has shared its latest electric vehicle conversion. This time, it's the 1960s-era Land Rover Series 2A. It's not just a one-off, either. Everardi has announced open pre-orders for its zero-emission Land Rover vehicle. In addition to cosmetic improvements, a reinforced frame, and a custom interior, Everardi also completely revamped the Land Rover's inner mechanics with an electric powertrain capable of over 100 miles of range. I suppose the earlier article of the most expensive cars needs a little update. The new electric Land Rover starts at a price of $206,000. It does include the original donor vehicle that will be converted. So, that's great. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.